As we relax and breathe, we relax into well-being. And I have a wonderful Abraham quote. This is a little bit of a paraphrase. You are experiencing unprecedented allowing. You are on track like you have never been before. The universe is yielding to you at an unprecedented rate. Make lists of the gifts you are now in an exaggerated way beginning to allow into your experience. Life is supposed to be good for you and is queued up to be just that. We encourage you to insist that your own vibrational countenance allows it. There is so much love here for you. And so let's connect with the manifestation of emotion, feeling that exhilaration of connecting to Source. So we're going to do some manifestation of emotion here on purpose. And I invite you to practice unprecedented allowing. There is no ceiling on the degree of emotion you can experience today. You are an infinite, eternal being, and you are loved. We are all connected to the divine energy, to the beauty and the power and the grace of that non-physical, infinite inner being that exists in each one of us. We are that life. We are the leading edge of the divine energy. And so we are going to practice unprecedented allowing of amazing emotion during this time. So let's begin by playing with some synonyms for joy. Remember a moment when you felt amused. Feel your face begin to smile. Bless you. Feel how it feels to connect with that joy within you. And allow your smile to expand on your face until it's a wonderful grin. Feel what it feels like to smile and be glad. Bless you. How glad are you willing to be? How good are you willing to feel in this moment as you simply see yourself grinning at life? Life is a gift. It's good to be alive. Feel what it feels like to be glad you are alive. Be glad of your sense of vibrancy. Smile at your aliveness. Do you feel happier because you're smiling? It's amazing what happens when we manifest emotion on purpose. We have the capacity within us to feel these emotions, to go directly to the emotion. And so we're allowing unprecedented gladness right now, smiling at life, blissing with life, delighting in life. Now imagine connecting with other smiling people. See yourself walking into a room where every face lights up with a smile when you walk in. Feel what it's like to be welcomed and invited and loved and nurtured and supported. Be glad of this welcome. Be happy as you bask in all of these smiling people. You are an honored guest. Now imagine you walk into the room and everyone stands up and applauds you. You have done something wonderful and people are gathered to honor your being. What does it feel like to be honored? To be attended to in this wonderful way of all these smiling, applauding, cheering people. Your inner being looks at you in this way all the time. You are constantly being adored by non-physical. Connect with that sense of being loved inside you. What does it feel like to you to be loved by Source? Connect to that wonderful feeling of being loved. The universe endlessly appreciates you. Connect to that appreciation now. Imagine looking in the mirror and smiling at yourself with the eyes of Source. This is one of the exercises that Abraham recommended in yesterday's workshop. Smile at your image in the mirror and feel your inner being smiling as you at you. Allow your heart to expand with the joy of appreciating yourself as your inner being loves you. Take that appreciation that's coming toward you now. Feel that flow of appreciation and now direct it outward at someone else. Allow the love in your heart to flow to someone else in your mind's eye. See your heart connecting with their heart. And feel the loving energy returning to you in a wonderful exchange of love and connection and appreciation and delight. Connect at the heart with someone really special. Someone you love. Someone that's easy to love. Feel the love within you. We are practicing unprecedented allowing of positive emotion. There is no ceiling on the way we can feel. We can feel so incredibly good. We can feel deeply connected. And as we appreciate others, we have the opportunity to just take this love that's flowing through us now and spew it out like a fire hose in every direction. So moment to moment now, think of many people in your life. Send love to places that you go, workplaces, social places, family places. Send love to your home, fill your home with love. Fill places that you know you're going to be going with love. Fill places that you've been in the past with love. You have an endless supply. You can send it out infinitely. You can love the whole city of Reston. You can love the whole state of Virginia, the whole country of the United States, the whole continent, the whole world. Allow your love to expand and expand and expand and feel how expanded you can be. Be the expression of divine love, infinite love, in this moment. Allow your appreciation to just slingshot here and there and everywhere. sending little blasts of love all over the place. See how much fun with your tossing these balls of love to everyone you think of. Now that you're already in this playful, spontaneous mood of sending love, breathe into what it feels like to be childlike, silly, and goofy about it. Send it places you never imagined you'd send love. Send love to your past. Think of places in your past or people in your past or situations in your past that you might have had a problem with or some contrast with. And send this big goofball of love back to that place and see it explode in pink light all around that situation. And allow your body to relax. And release that energy. Mold that energy, lots and lots and lots of love. Maybe it's pink light, maybe you see it as rainbows or lollipops or bubbles, iridescent bubbles, water balloons. Be playful about it and send that love, lob it back into that past experience and that one and that one. Quickly moving from place to place in your life. Oh yeah, that could use a little love, and that could use a little love, and wouldn't it be fun if that felt more like love when I thought about it? Allow this infinite love that is flowing as the truth of your being to light up your past. Be lighthearted and fun-loving as you allow your love to flow. Let it go to fun places. Let it go to places where you felt connected. Places where you were already loving your life. Connect with the fun and the lightness of life. Maybe there's places in your past where you were taking yourself too seriously. Lob a little giggly, fun-loving pink light at that place. Allow yourself to be playful and joyful and vibrant and free. We are talking about unprecedented allowing of positive emotion. How good are you willing to feel about your life? Your past, your experience. Throw a little pink light or iridescent bubbles or water balloons at something in your past. Keep it moving. Keep it changing. Keep it fun. Smile at it. And let yourself realize that your past has been full of contrast and has created a vortex of amazing experiences, unprecedented well-being, things you've never experienced before, but you are getting to be a match for as you choose to manifest emotion on purpose, as you use the power of your amazing mind to focus on feeling good. And make feeling good your highest priority right now. Feeling good. Being intrigued by how good you can feel. And now let's take some of that wonderful, flowing, sparkling light that love, that grace of your being, and flow it toward your future. Later on today, whatever you're going to be doing later on today, see that place and those people and that experience flooded with joy. See it as fun and filled with laughter, playful and joyful and free. Feel the energy of love in your whole day. Imagining yourself all the way to bedtime tonight. Sending pink love or light or iridescent bubbles, whatever it feels good to send into your future tomorrow. And this week and next week. Smile at your future. And recognize that as you send your love out there consciously in a playful, wonderful way, that when you come around a corner, you're going to meet your own energy and feel that beautiful sparkling light flowing back to you in powerful ways, reflected back in the eyes and the hearts and the smiles of the people you encounter. Trust and know that your love is big enough to have unprecedented experiences of joyful well-being as we manifest emotion on purpose more and more. We control what we really want in life, to feel good, to feel expanded, to feel uplifted, to feel vibrant, exhilarated, and expansive. Allow your joy to overflow. As we begin to wrap up this meditation, feel the smile on your face, feel the light in your eyes, feel the glow on your skin as you allow the power of the joy within you to radiate through your being. Stretch your neck and your back, move your fingers and your toes, and wiggle your nose. And as you open your eyes, just smile. And so it is.